How about now? There it is. Fantastic. Our first success of the day. That's nice. Well, if you'll turn to Proverbs with me. It'll take a second to get there. Obviously, this is my first time. It's a little bit excited, mostly nervous, but I appreciate y'all being here this morning. I absolutely love this time of year. Just the weather's beautiful, the cool mornings, warm afternoons. I think we're going to have a hot one here today. So Chris and I are going to be grateful we've got AC in the trailer this afternoon. We're serving barbecue. But also hunting season right around the corner, a lot of exciting things going on. Kids are back in school, which is always a nice thing for us parents. The one downfall of that is they always get sick this time of year. So I was blessed with picking up one of these bugs from the kids, so I'm a little bit hopped up on DayQuil and Afrin and coffee at the moment, so I apologize if I get a little jittery up here. But it's also a very big day in the Boach household, because today is Christian's birthday. There he is right there. So I'm going to ask y'all to sing happy birthday to him, if you don't mind. This is my first time, so I don't know exactly what I'm doing, so I'm sure that's not really building a lot of confidence for you out there. But I do know this. For me, experience has always been the best teacher. So let's get into it. Out of respect for the Word of God, let's stand and we're going to read Proverbs. Proverbs 3, 1 to 13. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as the Father the Son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. May the Lord bless the reading of his word this morning. Heavenly Father, you're so good to us. We thank you for the truth of your word. We thank you for the knowledge that it gives us. We thank you for the clarity of the word and the way you've explained it to us and how we should follow it. And Lord, I'm just so grateful for all that you do for us, Lord. I pray that you will use me to encourage and to just help those that need to hear what I'm about to say here this morning, Lord. And all the glory is yours, Lord. And I just pray that you'll help me not to run this thing off the rails too bad this morning. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, in coming up with a message to deliver to you guys, obviously I want to do a good job, but it's pretty hard to do once you start thinking about all the things you can talk about up here. Obviously, Jade had a fair amount of input, as wives often do, on how you should do things. But obviously, the message today was pretty easy because it's Christian's birthday. So we were talking about maybe talking about a father's love for his children and obviously the Heavenly Father's love for us. So that got me thinking it's his birthday. We're going back to his actual birth and just thinking about where we were in our life at that time and the experience of getting pregnant for the first time and all that went with that. So I decided to head in a little bit different direction than just sticking with a father's love. I'm thinking back to a time where I had more hair. I didn't have to cut my beard so short because there were patches of gray starting to show up. And my nose did used to be straight a few years ago. So we're going back a little bit. And I'm thinking, if I could have talked to myself then, what would I have said? And what biblically could I have done? I definitely would have told myself to dig into the book of Proverbs, because I was pretty simple. I needed clear messages that are easy to understand. So that's why I chose the reading from Proverbs this morning. The purpose of the book is clearly stated right in the introduction in my Bible here. And it says, all who seek wisdom will greatly benefit from these wise words. The vast majority of the book was written by King Solomon, son of David. And Solomon is credited with 3,000 proverbs and over 1,000 songs. 1,005 songs, to be exact. Solomon holds the title as the wisest man in the world. 1 Kings 3, verse 12 says, this is God talking to Solomon in a dream. I will give you what you ask for. I will give you a wise and understanding heart such as no one else has had or ever will have. Solomon wrote in simple, easy to understand statements for the younger generation for guidance in godly living. And it was written about 970 BC, so I think we all fall into that younger generation category, even though, as I'm looking around, some of us may have a little bit more experience than others in this room this morning. So, here's the story I wanted to tell. It's kind of, like I said, it's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to tell the story leading up to Christian, well, just finding out we were pregnant with Christian. So this past summer, Jade and I celebrated our 15-year wedding anniversary. And we dated for a couple years in college before we were married. But we knew right away that we wanted to get the American dream going. We wanted the nice house. We wanted a nice little fenced-in yard. And, of course, we wanted to have some kids. And, well, most recently we actually added to that dream and added the family dog to the equation. So many of you heard talk about Pugsley in our house. And was this close to actually having that be the first slide, but I didn't want to be one of those dog people that forces you to look at their dogs all the time, even though I have absolutely become that person. I never thought that would happen. But anyway, we thought the easiest part of that whole equation, the American dream, was going to be to have kids. So let's get started. We were totally wrong. Not an easy thing to do for us at all. 2.5 years of trying, we'd gone to doctors, we've had all kinds of tests, we were following all the things the doctors were saying, we were going through all the home remedies, people will tell you got to do this to get pregnant, and you know, thinking back to some of those things, it's like, were they just messing with us? Because I don't know if that even makes sense. But, you know, going online and searching for information on what's the best way to get this done, and this is incredible to me. If any of you have any ailments at all, start drinking apple cider vinegar, because I don't care what's wrong with you. You go and do a Google search. In the top 10 things that are going to cure you, it's apple cider vinegar. I don't know what's in that stuff, but it's great, apparently. Anyway, 2.5 years, we were beginning to feel very discouraged. And we wanted some answers. So this is going to lead to our... Oh, there is a handout if you'd like to be following along. Let's see. Where am I? Right here. Looking for worldly answers to questions only God can answer leads to disappointment. Simple concept. Let's see right here. Proverbs 3:6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Very simple idea here, but execution every day in the world, not so easy. I'm just thinking back to that time. Did I really take the time to lift everything up to Jesus? Did I take everything to God? Was I truly acknowledging him in all thy ways? The answer is no. And I think we can get in our own way a lot of times with that because of just how we think we need to approach God. If we think the only time God's going to listen to us is when we go into our closet and get on our knees and get on our face and pray hard, then I'm guessing a lot of us are falling short in this category. I'm not saying there isn't a time for that, but I also think, I know speaking personally, I don't have the time to do that for every decision that I come across in my life. And from what I've read in the Bible and how I understand Jesus interacted with people in his time, I believe he's a very approachable God and can be approached in an informal manner. In fact, if we walked out of here this morning on our way to lunch or whatever we had going on and Jesus was across the street and we yelled out to him, "Hey, Jesus, how's it going? Good to see you. Yeah, by the way, I've got this going on in my life right now." He would know it already. He would already know what we were going to ask. But I think just taking the time, even in an informal way, to lift those things up to Jesus, just let him know, "I see you, I need you, I want you to be part of this." Even though it's a small choice, a small decision, lift those things up to him. Okay, let's get back to the story. Hold on and get a drink here. I'm drying out a little bit. Later that year that we were trying to get pregnant with our first child, Jade and I went on a cruise to the Caribbean with some friends and some family. And I love cruising. I love everything about it. You get to be lazy. You get to lay around. You get to smash the buffet. I absolutely love to eat. And I don't get seasick, which is awesome when you're on a giant boat in the middle of the ocean. Unfortunately, Jade does get seasick. She gets motion sickness all the time, even though she's got the wristbands, she's got the ear things you put behind your ear, and the oil, whatever it is that takes away vertigo. All of those tricks, she still gets motion sickness, and it's pretty bad. She may have motion sickness this morning just from the drive into to church. And as I'm reading this, I certainly hope that's what it is. With where this story's going. Anyway, after a week on the boat, we got home, and Jade continued to have sea legs and motion sickness and, you know, feeling green around the gills. You know, we're smart. We know everything. We get online. We type into Google all the symptoms, all this stuff, and we decide that she's got an inner ear infection. So, call the doctor. She heads on over there to get her prescription to kill whatever this bacteria in her ear is that she picked up in the tropics when we were down there. She went off to the appointment, and I was trying to catch up on some mowing because at that time I had a mowing business. Well, this is going to lead to point number two right here. Where's my... Yep. Nope. God will show us that we are not know-it-alls at any given moment. And I've actually got a little exercise for us this morning. Why is it that we think we're so smart? Let's think about this. I'm going to get you involved here a little bit this morning. I want you to look to your left. Okay, yep. Now look to your right. Thank you for those that are participating. Everybody that you see knows something that you don't. Every person, and that's not just in here, out there, every person you meet knows something you don't know. It might not necessarily be useful information to you, but they have something that you don't know. And I want you to remember this point, because we're going to come back to it in a couple minutes. I know I'm jumping around a lot, I'm sorry. Back to the story. Jade called me while I'm out mowing. Couple hours later, and I answer the phone fully expecting to hear what medicine she's been prescribed, that we were right on with our diagnosis of the inner ear infection and how long it was going to take to correct the problem, and we just thought we had it all figured out. Instead, what she told me was she's been prescribed 9 months of prenatal vitamins and that we were expecting our first child. So quite a surprise out there. We weren't expecting it. We weren't thinking about it at the time, and that's probably why it happened. As you can imagine, we were both extremely excited and just overwhelmed with God's timing. And that brings me to point number three here. I don't know why I keep looking up there. God's plan and timing is perfect and is far beyond our understanding. Proverbs 3:7, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. We always want to believe that we know what's best for us. We want to believe that our timing is perfect. But we're so wrong a lot of the time. And I'm just so grateful for the God that we have and that we worship and the way that he deals and teaches us things in our lives. Getting pregnant for the first and second time was a challenge for Jade and I. And I only touched on a little bit of leading up into how we found out that Christian was on his way. But the whole thing was quite an ordeal. And when I say ordeal, it really was. We took a long time to obviously get to that point. And then once we did find out we were pregnant, they informed us that he had something called, it was a two-vessel cord baby, so they were very concerned that he wouldn't have ample nutrient supply and we'd have to keep an eye on his development because he might be too small. Jade was under a watchful eye of the doctor because they were concerned she was pre-diabetic, so we had to alter her diet. So she had to cut back from, I think it was a box and a half of double iced crimpets a day down to one box. You know, there was a lot of sacrifices that should be made there. And Jade and I were traveling to Maryland at the time for work just so we could pay our bills. So naturally, Christian comes 3 weeks early, so he's a Maryland baby, another wonderful surprise there that we weren't ready for. But that's a whole story in of itself. Now, looking back, we learned a lot of lessons, obviously, going through that the whole process and everything that went along with it. But it's so clear looking back on it that even though we're going through all those challenges, everything happened exactly how it should. Every detail was being worked out. Every piece of the puzzle was being put exactly where it should be. And that's going to lead us to point number four here. God allows challenges and opportunities to mold, educate, and give us experience. Proverbs 3:13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Like I said earlier on, experience is always the best teacher for me. And going through all those challenges and looking back on how you dealt with them, how you got through it, how the Lord was working in your life to get you where you wanted to be or where he wanted you to be, that's the only time that I can really learn and understand what I was supposed to do. And I know everybody in here is going through something. I've seen the prayer list. I've got the prayer list. There's some really incredible trials in this room right now. And I know we all have questions when we're going through that. I know that it's easy to question God when times get tough. We don't understand. Or even it could be simple. We're just not hitting the timeline. That things aren't working out on our schedule. And I know I've talked a lot about Jaden, my experience with starting a family, but I hope that you see that it doesn't matter what season of life you're in, there are going to be challenges. The great thing is we have the ability to bring our needs to a God, no matter how big or small our needs. We have the ability to bring our needs before a heavenly loving Father that always has our best interest in mind. Now, I want you to go back to that exercise we just did where you look to your left, look to your right. They know something you don't know. I want you to consider this. Consider the person you're looking at has gone through what you're going through now. The only way to find, you got to talk to people, obviously, so there might be some effort on your part here that you got to reach out and talk to them. But I think that God allows those challenges in our lives to give us that experience so that we can help each other out. We can work through these things together and find, reach God's end goal. And I think a big thing that makes us nervous is sometimes we just have to endure. And that can be a very scary word for some of us, because endurance tells us it's going to take some time and it might be tough. And for me, that was always intimidating, having to be in it and have to deal with it and find strength. God will give us that strength. On this very special day in the Boach House, when Jade and I reflect on the 2.5 years of challenges and disappointments and tears, we realize it was worth every bit of it. Because in a single moment, the moment we laid eyes on Pete for the first time, looking at that perfect little person, don't do it. It was so obvious that God's perfect plan was at work the whole time. I think I got through that pretty quick, but my final thoughts are this. Let's go to God first for our answers. Let's trust His timing. Trust His plan and know His ways are perfect. It's a simple concept, I know. It's very simple, but it's not always easy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for who You are. Lord, we just can't even begin to understand how You work in our lives. Lord, You truly are so great. Continue to work in our lives, Lord, and I just pray that somebody heard this message that may have maybe going through a challenge right now, Lord. We all have challenges, big and small. Let them go to You first, Lord. Let us be a people that aren't afraid to ask You for help. Let's not be afraid to ask each other for help. You're so good to us, and You love us, Lord, and we just pray that if somebody here doesn't know You or know what that means, that they would again, take that simple action and ask. It's simple. Just make an act. Come before the Lord and humble yourself and ask to know Jesus. Lord, we love You and we thank You for who You are and how You work in our lives. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.